With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the PCM football team, Greg Bonnet, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 45-31 win over Pella Christian in the second round of the Class 2A playoffs. Coach Bonnet, we talked about it before the game. You knew this win wasn't going to come easy at times. It looked like this thing was going to go down to the final minutes. It ends up going to the final minutes. Your overall thoughts of just the way your team fought to pick up this hard-earned win here in the second round of the playoffs?
Well, I think that when we absolutely had to make a play, we did, and that's what you have to do this time of year. You know, regardless of who you're playing, but especially when you're playing a team like Pella Christian, and it's the second time you've seen them this year, and you know, like I told our guys, you know, this team, and it doesn't get any easier. You know, but this team right here, I knew was going to be just super good. They've got good players. They have just a ton of good players. They're very, very gap sound, fundamentally sound. You're not gonna fool them. They're not gonna fall asleep, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. So it was just a really hard fought game. You know, like I knew it would be. I'm just really grateful that we were able to come out on the positive side of it, because it just as easily, like you said, it just as easily could have went the other way.
And we talked about it, the line of scrimmage was going to be an area where this game was won and lost tonight, and it felt like at times you guys here at PCM did a great job controlling the line of scrimmage across the field. It felt like there was times where Pella Christian kind of took control of the line of scrimmage there. Overall, one thing that we didn't factor in to the line of scrimmage being a big factor is going to be some turnovers and key mistakes there, and it felt like defensively you guys were able to force a few of those in the second half to kind of give yourself that comfort in terms of the lead.
Yeah, I mean, there towards the end, that's definitely what happened. We got the pick six that kind of it definitely put some cushion on there, because if we don't have that, it's a tie ball game going into the last couple minutes there. But turnovers were very important. I look at what happened before half there, and we fumbled the ball on the 20, and they turned around and scored, and then the onside, almost onside kick. I don't think it was intentional onside kick. I think the ball fell off the tee and it got kicked there. But I mean, those are all turnovers, and I mean, in this type of game, those things are going to be what plays the most important roles. So I'm glad we overcame it for sure, but I just got to take my hat off to that's the team that we just played right there. I mean, to come as far as they did, I know the record wasn't the best that it's ever been or anything like that, but that is a dang good football team out there. Coach Kakmariski told me at the beginning of the year, he said our team is a work in progress, and I think he just did one heck of a job of getting the absolute most out of that team. And that number 11 kid is just a tough kid. He's a playmaker. Ritzer, I think is his name. I've been calling him Rizzard all week, but I've been told it's Ritzer, I think. But he is a dude, and I just hope he goes on and plays college football, because he's a pretty studly little kid.
He is a good athlete, and I want to talk about this part of things too, because it's one of those things that I don't think will get talked about enough in a matchup like this, because people will look at the records, right, like you talked about there. But to have a game like this where, we talked about it a little bit since you guys got tested the first half against Pella Christian. It felt like it kind of came easy, with the exception of that Centerville first half there a little bit. You guys were able to build up some really comfortable leads and kind of salt games away. This late in the season, to have a game where it's, even though you had a little bit of a cushion, Pella Christian kept things interesting and made you play. How big is that for this team?
I think it's huge. And we knew it was going to be that way, but I mean, it was a dogfight the whole way through. The game was never out of control, in our favor at all. And we talked about, as coaching staff, unless we just came out there and just rolled and they were not playing good. I mean, that's what it was going to take. It was going to take Pella Christian to make a bunch of mistakes for us to get on them, because they're just too sound. I think they're too well coached to ever just get blown out without just a bunch of things going wrong, and that didn't happen. That's a good football team out there that could just as easily be going on to the Final Eight.
And again, we're talking to Greg Bonnet, head coach of the PCM football team here, powered by Hy-Vee. I want to talk about the poise of your quarterback, Chase Wagaman, and receiver Gavin Steenhook there at the end of that game, right? You're trying to salt the clock away, and looks like Pella Christian might get that stop, and they force Chase outside the pocket. He doesn't panic. immediately his receiver, notices what's going on, comes back to make the play as well, and really only seven passing attempts on the night. For him to be able to step up at a play where you didn't really ask him to throw the ball a lot, and you know, Gavin to come through in that moment as well. What does that say about their poise?
Well, I think that it speaks a lot, because that was one heck of a throw, and it was one heck of a catch too. And it's just it was at the biggest moment in the game, because you know, really we didn't get a whole lot going offensively. We just really didn't. You know, we had a couple drives there that we kind of strung together, but we found ourselves in third and unmanageable quite a few times. And you know, I think it goes without saying that was probably the biggest play of the game. And that's one where I was able to kind of take a little breath and be like, okay, we can either burn the clock out, you know, or else we can score here and walk away with it. But yeah, that was just an amazing play by both Wags and Steenhook and the O-line, really. I mean, Wags had to scramble out of there a little bit, but they held protection pretty well. I was glad to see that on that particular play, they did drop 11 out, and he took off bailing through the post. And that's when, you know, that's when Steenhook had the wherewithal to kind of bend it back and turn it into a corner to get away from where number 11 was, or else we probably would have picked it off. So, yeah, it's very good poise, very good adjustment out of those two.
And we talk about this team, obviously the identity of this Mustangs team is you want to run the football. And going into it, I know we tucked a little bit in week four. You lose a running back, it's never easy to you know, have to necessarily go to that next man up mentality, but you guys have done that. And you got two very different backs, Lewis Day, who does a great job at, you know, finding and kind of waiting for that hole to develop. And then Easton Morris, who I kind of relate to like Cam Scataboo, where he just wants to run right through whatever defender's in front of him. And, you know, it's a nice 1-2 punch to have.
Yeah, we really, you're exactly right about that. We'd like to see, you know, Lewis be a little bit more aggressive to the hole. And then sometimes I think it's, you know, I wouldn't say Morris is too aggressive to the hole, but sometimes he is a little bit impatient too. So it's like we have both of those type of guys. And if we could just, if we could just mix them into one player or get them both doing kind of the same thing, I really think that, you know, that's where our best chance for success comes, because we run power football. That's what we do. You know, we're gonna down block and pull around, and you know, teams are gonna play a little bit differently. So you need a little bit of both. You need a little bit of charge the gap, and then you also need a little bit of make sure you're waiting and seeing it's gonna hit correctly. So, but you know, we'll keep on working at it. You know, we got another week here at practice, so hopefully it's another week to get better.
One thing that's a little bit different this week from last week is, you know, last week you had that waiting period to find out who you're going to play. Tonight we know it's going to be Wilton.
Yep.
I mean, one, how big is that just to know who you're going to be playing next week? But then also beyond that, to be able to just immediately start diving in tonight, tomorrow morning, whenever that prep starts for you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we've already got some film on them and things like that, because they played you know, West Liberty. So we're somewhat familiar with the team, but we kind of, it is nice to know, let's just put it that way, because waiting, it's almost horrible, to be honest with you. And then you feel like you're late started. And whereas tonight, you know, I feel like I have a little bit of a head start, because we have already kind of scouted Wilton a little bit, and we know what we're getting into with those guys.
Absolutely. Coach Bonner, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck in the round of eight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Greg Bonnet, head coach of the PCM football team, powered by Hy-Vee.